Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. Well, tomorrow is Halloween 2019. So recently I wandered around Burnsville and Bakersville and Spruce Pine trying to find out exactly what's going to be going on for all the little ones in the area. We'll start off today with
Ginger Johnson. I'm the director of the Yancey Burnsville Chamber of Commerce.
So now, I thought I would stop by. I was messing around downtown Burnsville, and I just, candy.
We have lots of it.
And you do, don't you? But it's time. Of course, everybody in Burnsville gets together on Halloween, gives out a lot of candy, and has a lot of fun.
We do. We have a great time. Halloween, from 4 to 6, we shut down the town, bring those kids, bring the parents. I'm even going to have biscuits for the dogs.
Well, now, aren't you nice? I hadn't thought about it. You're going to treat everybody. There'll be no tricks in Burnsville.
We are. It is a great event. We truly, truly, it's one of my favorites. It really is. Businesses that are not lucky enough to be in the downtown area, they come in, they sit up on the square, put up their table, open up their big boxes of candy, and we just have a good time. It's a good, safe event. You know, we're in a rural area, and we don't have all those neighborhoods with nice, tidy sidewalks that you can walk on. So this is a good, safe place to bring your kids and just have a good time.
And everybody can just come. You said it's from 4 to 6.
4 to 6. We shut the streets down. There are no cars in downtown Burnsville. You can get out and roam the streets and just have a good time.
Okay, and now we have with us
Harley Masters with Southern Ridge Cafe.
And let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen for Halloween night in Bakersville. So tell me what's going on.
All right. I do know that the town is doing their safe circle from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. In addition to that, the Bakersville Fire Department is hosting their second annual Halloween party from 5 to 9. They're going to have hot dogs, hay rides, haunted hay rides, pumpkin drop, and candy and a lot more stuff. So.
And that's over at the fire department.
It is.
Now, the actual safe circle is at downtown?
Yes, it is right downtown. It consists of, like, the bank, all the galleries, the cafe, town hall, 4-H.
Everybody right in that general area.
Yep.
And what's the hours on that?
From 5 to 7. Also, the Dollar General is hosting their yearly fundraiser for St. Jude's. Mm-hmm. They're going to be having all kinds of fun activities as well.
And next we have
Libby Phillips with Spruce Pine Main Street.
Well, now, I know that there's always a lot going on in Spruce Pine every holiday. And I know the Mitchell News Journal is going to make sure that we've got everybody all around town giving out candy on Halloween. But I've heard rumors that you've got stuff going on down at Lower Street, Central Park. So I figured it was time to see what you have planned for Halloween.
Well, we have quite a bit planned. That's true, Bruce. We will be giving out candy in the park for Trick or Treat Street, which is from 5 to 7 on Halloween night. This will be the second year that we have the infamous DJ in town.
Oh, you're talking about that guy?
That guy is going to be here with scary tunes.
Yeah, he'll play the Monster Mash 413 times.
He will.
I look forward to that. It's always a lot of fun. I didn't think you were going to go there right up front.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Yes, I'll be down here and playing music, but you've got some other stuff going on.
We do. In addition to the music, we will be announcing our annual Scarecrow winner. This is the fifth year, I believe, that we have had the Scarecrow contest, and the merchants really get into that quote-unquote vote. Your quarters will be the voting token. The Scarecrow with the most votes wins. So that's a People's Choice Award. We'll announce the winner at 6 o'clock on the Central Park stage. And then this year, right after the Scarecrow announcement, we will have our first ever Halloween costume contest. We will ask everybody to line up. At the stage, we have specific categories and specific age groups, and they will line up according to those categories. And then we will vote on the winner, and then we'll be giving out several prizes for our top goblins, I guess you would say.
The actual groups and categories include tiny kids, 0 to 5, and little kids, 6 to 12, and big kids, 13 to 19, and super big kids, I'm sorry, that's adult kids, 20 to 100. Most original, most spooky, most magical, best dressed pet.
Yes, best dressed pet.
Okay, and best dressed group.
That's right. So we always have a lot of people in town for Halloween. Mm-hmm. I'm talking over 1,000 people easily. And the costumes just get better and better each year, so we just thought it'd be fun to kind of highlight those and see what everybody thinks is the best one. So we picked those categories that should hit just about every age group, I'm thinking. And then our best dressed pet and best dressed group will be something just a little bit different.
And the prizes are going to be lots of fun stuff like candy and other things.
They will have a prize basket, or each winner will have a prize. I think we've got about 15 or 14 prizes to give out.
And so the thing to do is go ahead and come and go all around town while you can do the trick-or-treating, and it's going to be going on again the hours.
5 to 7 in downtown Spruce Pine, our participating merchants.
Do they need to be here like at 6:30 on Lower Street, or how do you want to find out who all wants to be involved? What do they need to do to make sure they're here to be a part of the contest?
Okay, for the contest, like I said, this will be the first year, so I'm sure we'll have some kinks to work out. We do have some rules. You need to check our Facebook page for that.
Okay.
There are going to be some limitations. We don't want anything with weapons. If you have a pet, you have to be responsible, etc. We would ask that people show up at the stage at 6:30. Then we will line them up, and then we will just go by groups, basically. So
yeah,
it'll probably take 30 minutes or so, I would imagine. So just line up at the stage. There's no registration ahead of time. We're going to see how this goes, see if people enjoy doing it, and then we'll take it from there.
Well, as you can see, there's a lot going on in Burnsville and in Bakersville and in Spruce Pine for Halloween. We hope it is a safe and fun time for you and for your kids. Thank you to Ginger Johnson, Harley Masters, and Libby Phillips for visiting with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.